The Steve Cochran Show.
The home of Coach Q, right here on the Steve Cochran Show. Sponsored by Hooters, the original wing joint. An American institution. Hawks and Rangers tonight. The Rangers got off to an awful start. Now they can't lose. I suggest heavy checking tonight. See if we can get some of that on us as Coach Q joins us now. How's that for a plan, Coach?
Not bad. Not bad idea.
Yeah, they're hot right now.
Yes, they are. They're on fire. You look at their lineup, and they got four really good lines. You can say which is their first, second, third, and fourth, and they all have a purpose. They all can score. They're fast. They're quick. They're deep up front. Their back end's got balance, and you got Lundqvist and Nett, so pretty complete group.
No worries on Crawford shaking off the other night, right? He's had a phenomenal year, and he just had a bad night.
Crow's been unbelievable for us this year, and I think that that consistency that we're getting from our goaltending, and particularly him, has been, it keeps us in every single game, gives us a chance to win every single night, and we've been fortunate that that's been the one consistency of our game, because we feel we can be better in other areas, but Crow's kept us in where we've had some games where it could have been a little bit distance. Carolina game was nice to see. Forsberg get his first win as well.
Right.
The goaltending situation's been we've been very happy with it.
Looks like the penalty kill has been pretty strong, and maybe not so great in the last game, but penalty kill's been pretty strong consistently. Scoring on the power play, though, can't seem to find the back of the net, even though the goals are up.
We'll say that that's probably been the one area that we're coming off a game when we've had we got a two in one night, so maybe that's the turning of the power play being more confident, more productive. We've certainly got some different looks and get some different personnel as well, because it wasn't as effective as we had liked. But I still think we have all the ingredients of having a tremendous power play, and with that personnel, and we get in the zone well. We get some guys that can win draws, and now let's get a little greasier and think that the net front in that area is where the rewards are, and let's look to cash in that area.
As Steve mentioned, the penalty kill, which has generally been good this year, and it was something we were talking about this time last year as being a problem area against this New York Rangers team. They got one of the best power plays, especially in this winning streak, where they have been, I think they're 8 of 19 on the power play during the 6-game winning streak. Does it become even more critical, to not take bad penalties, or to make sure you maintain what you've done on the penalty kill to this point?
Well, we got to make sure that we don't want to take any penalties. Obviously, you have to kill a couple anyways, but that's usually 2 to 3 is always, we look at that as a quota. Mm-hmm. But against a team like that that's really thrived on their power play to win games, and they've got some good personnel. They've got a lot of patience on it. They've got a lot of guys that got good play recognition, got some shooters, got some different looks, and that's the one area we want to make sure that we don't want to put them out there as often as they'd like, and then let's make sure that that pressure, be it off entries and in zone, is a little better than it was last game.
It feels different, right? I mean, it feels different. The last couple of games have felt different. Felt like you were shaking it off, getting it going. Does it feel different over there?
I would say the last 4 or 5 games, there's probably been 30 to 40 minutes in a game where we like everything we're seeing. And then we have a tendency to, and it shouldn't even be a tendency, but we have stretches where we, how we manage the puck, we're not as good with it. We turn pucks over. We should be stronger in that area. And then we get then we'd have the puck a little bit more. We'd be creating a little bit more, making them defend. Is what we're all about. If we could do that for 60 minutes complete, that start we had the other night against New Jersey was exactly how we wanted to play. There was 30, 40 minutes in the Carolina game, Philly as well. So there's some positives there. We feel there's some speed to our team when we're playing like that. When we do have possession of the puck, and we do have whether we just sustain the puck a little bit more, put it in an area where we got a better chance to get it than them as part of our game. Let's make sure that we keep it a lot more, and if we do that, it kind of plays into our strengths.
Joe, what are you looking to see from Ryan Hartman?
Hartsey, I think Hartsey gives us some ability to be around the net, being disruptive. He can make plays in tight. He can do things with the puck in those areas there. It'll be hard to play against. Know the boundaries of how they watch him, how the game's being officiated as part of it as well. Just make sure that he can draw penalties, but let's.
Yep, where is him?
He's gone.
Line clipped. Ah, boy. You know what that is. Henrik Lundqvist. Lundqvist messing with our phone lines, getting ready for tonight. Well, Ghost in the machine with our phone line, but we have Coach Q back, and he was in the middle of... were you in the middle, or was he in the middle?
He was in the middle, but...
Coach, you were making a brilliant point. Do you remember what your brilliant point was?
No. Because it wasn't brilliant.
That was pretty good. It was pretty good. Were you a little melancholy yesterday after the final practice at Johnny's Ice House before you move into the new MB Arena tomorrow?
I'm going to look at it like excited because we went from there and had a tour of our new facility at MB. Oh my God, what a building! But it was nice. We've had great memories over there for 7 years, but that excitement of going over to the new place and then seeing it with everybody yesterday, the wow factor was off the charts. Knowing that there's no other practice rink like it around the league, and whether you're spoiled or how you want to look at it, it has everything you'd ever want and more. So everybody's excited about it, and I'm looking forward to getting in our first practice there tomorrow as well.
I got to tell you, the resources for the Hawks, can't be touched by anybody in the league. And that new building, Coach, I know you're not out picking up will call tickets before a game.
On the atrium?
But the new building and the atrium for fans is fantastic. And the architects just did a really nice job.
Yeah, they've done a tremendous job, Rocky John. You look at the way they keep the United Center second to none in the building. As far as you come into this building, it looks like it's brand new every single year. They're doing things to keep it fresh and has that look that the expansion of the offices and the atrium, like you say, and the store in there. And it's you got the wow factor from outside looking at the building as well. And then you got the Bulls across the street, ours just down the street. It's got everything you need right around here, and it's done a great job in the community as well.
Plus, from my standpoint, the good news is, you're in the dressing room, you're downstairs, you're on the ice. You don't have to go over to the office side now at all. They used to be in the same building. You can avoid all the guys in the office now. Just work on the hockey. That's all you need to do.
Well, we're always talking or thinking hockey around here, and
that seems
right. They're around here too. They're around our offices, and everybody's we see them regularly as well. Everybody was around yesterday.
They're all great. I'm just kidding you. You know,
just because you would like that setup.
No, that's
Steve.
My management situation.
That's what I mean.
Yours. We're friends with everybody over there. But you're a lucky guy, Coach. I don't know you know that, but you're a lucky guy. It's a great organization.
Very fortunate.
Yeah, we're going to be out there tonight. We got the whole morning show coming up tonight.
Talk about the pressure is on that we better be on tonight.
Yeah, well, and it's not coming, but he claims he's got to call a Northwestern game. Whatever, Dave.
I would be there.
Coach, get back at it. Have fun, and looking forward to a good one tonight against the Rangers.
All right, thanks, gang.
Thanks, see ya. It's Coach Q, sponsored by Hooters.